Your Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, this is the second occasion on which I have the honor of speaking at the International Congress of Russophiles. I thank all of you and the organizers of this event for inviting me to give this reflection, which follows by a few weeks the historic interview that President Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin granted to the American journalist Tucker Carlson. The reaction of the Western mainstream media shows how scary the truth is. In a world that lives on lies and is based on falsehood. All of you gathered here are well aware of the threat that hangs over the Western world and the whole of humanity. First, the threat of a Third World War, under the rubble of which will be buried decades of crime and fraud committed by an increasingly powerful and tyrannical elite. Secondly, the threat of the extermination of part of humanity through the Agenda 2030. Thirdly, the very real and terrible threat of the establishment of a totalitarian world government in which the surviving peoples would be reduced to slavery. The progressive elimination of national sovereignties and their absorption into supranational bodies has, as it a declared purpose, the establishment of the new world order. The leader of the World Economic Forum, with all its official and unofficial ramification, make no secret of the fact that they have occupied the top positions of the institution through puppet governments and with the slavish cooperation of the regime media. The peoples of the West have now understood that they have ruled by servants of the globalist elite, and that the so-called democratic system is a grotesque fiction, starting with the manipulation of election. The continuous emergencies, health, war, climate, and energy, the crisis that supposedly justified the Agenda 2030, however, are not what truly unites them, and many are beginning to realize it. What actually motivates these people is their belonging to a satanic cult. But whoever wants Satan to reign must first banish God under the pretext of the secular nature of the state. Regnare Christum nolumus. We don't want Christ to reign. The Western world has been reduced to a sewer, a slaughterhouse, a used battlefield, in which the elite controls the masses, impoverishes them, exploits them, humiliates them, enslaves them, and sends them to the slaughterhouse. Having excluded God from public life, the authority no longer has to obey to any transcendent principle, and can therefore be transformed, as it currently changing, into a dictatorship. His power become unlimited, and the state, privatized in the hands of criminal subversives, takes the place of God. Can we believe that the perpetrators of this coup are resigned to sit in power just when the establishment of this new order is just around the corner? At the time when the elite has succeeded in imposing the systematic erasure of fundamental rights, health, property, freedom of enterprise, freedom of speech and education, freedom of movement and travel, on a humanity terrified by continuous created emergencies, by the prospect of invented catastrophes, by the threat of wars and invasions. We are all aware that an awakening of peoples is taking place. This is proved by the demonstration of farmers and breeders that are spreading like wildfire, and those of citizens of many nations exasperated by ethnic substitution, with all the consequences we know in terms of security, crime and coexistence. Ethnic substitutions imposed by crazy immigrationist policies, guiltily supposed by self-styled humanitarian organization. But this awakening, if it does not find a serious and responsible response within the framework of law, will inevitably lead to civil war, giving the pretext to the government that are servants of the World Economic Forum to intervene militarily. Just 2 weeks ago, the French National Assembly passed a law on sectarian drifts that provides for heavy fines and imprisonment for those who express dissent. Censorship by the state and by supranational bodies is already underway and will increase exponentially, as will control over the masses. The electoral fraud scandals in 2020 US presidential election, the evidence of a criminal plan of mass extermination and sterilization through the imposition of experimental gene therapy presented as mass vaccination, the willingness to force to switch to digital currency to control how we can or cannot spend our money. These are all alarming signs, to which is added the threat of nuclear war. The elite is willing to do anything to retain power and hide their crimes. In what then can an action of resistance and opposition consist, such as to involve this rising wave of dissent, preventing it from being exploited or dispersed? Here I would like to present my vision, which I hope will be an opportunity for discussion. The revolution has failed. Just as the secularist and anti-Christian ideology of the post-revolutionary liberal and Masonic West has shown that he has failed, Russia experienced this collapse before us, regaining possession of his faith, his traditions, and his culture, which totalitarianism had fought and tried to erase, just as the woke dictatorship fights and tries to erase our identity, our faith, our Christian civilization. At even the second and universal principle of natural law. we all agree that the damage caused by a society that refuses to acknowledge God is before our eyes. We must therefore have not only humility, not only courage, but also and above all, the pride to profess our faith, to want not only individuals, but also the state to recognize and honor our Lord Jesus Christ as God, Lord and King, and to conform His laws to Him. In 1874, the great statesman Gabriel Garcia Moreno consecrated the Republic of Ecuador to our Lord before being killed by the assassins of the Freemasonry. His motto was freedom for everything and everyone, except for evil and evildoers. How can we disagree? We must recognize God's lordship and surrender to His law, and trust our homeland and nation, ourselves and our families to Him. And who among those who are honored by the Christian name would not agree with these words? Would we not also be respected by those who profess other religion, having rediscovered the common basis of the shared principle, such as respect for life, the natural family, respect for the weak and the elderly? I think that this could really constitute the real great reset that we are all waiting for. A return to the Lord of all of us, of our families, of our community, of public administrations. We should once again be proud to be able to profess ourselves to be Christians. We must go back to calling good good and evil evil, not to feel inferior to the face of the arrogance of vice, the cynicism of corruption, not to be intimidated by the apparent irreversibility of evil. We must restore to the peoples of the West the hope that has been snatched from them in order to subjugate them. We must de-secularize society and bring back it into the stream of that divine order which is founded in Christ, the God-man, the only Savior of the human race, which can find peace only in Christ. The peace of Christ, which is true peace, because it is founded on truth and justice, can only be attained where Christ reigns, Pax Christi in Regno Christi. What is the one thing that the globalist chimera cannot offer us, for which it has no substitute to offer? The heroism of an idea, the nobility of a goal worth fighting for, and even dying for. And this idea can only consist in faith in Christ the Lord, in love for Him and for one's neighbor, in the desire to give our homeland and our children a future in which the horror of globalism are a bad memory. The criminal subversives of Davos have no idea to offer, because they base their success on fear and because they gain obedience from their servants through bribery and blackmail. We must oppose the ideology of death, of the New World Order with the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the one who called himself the Way, the Truth, and the Life. This is the only possible way out of the present dystopia. Because whatever happens, whether the perpetrators of the coup are defeated or forcibly maintain their tyrannical power, the awareness of the ongoing spiritual battle will orient and give a supernatural impetus to our opposition. Let us rebuild states on the rock, on the cornerstone which is Christ the Lord. Let us give back to Jesus Christ the crown that the revolution has snatched from him. Let us shake off the infernal yoke of globalism, the adhesion to supranational bodies designed to erase our faith, our identity, our civilization. Let us hold the criminal subversives accountable, starting with provoking a bloody conflict that exterminated an entire generation in Ukraine, using it to attack Russia, to sell it out to multinationals, and to bring down Europe economically. We confront the elite not so much by challenging the lies of crisis and emergencies, but rather by opposing their vision of death with hope, hope that is based on Christ and doing his will. Let us do God's will, the only possible response of a creature to the Creator, and the only premise for winning this epochal clash with him. Tucker Carlson also remind us of this in a recent interview in Dubai, when he pointed out the two opposing camps, made up of those who recognize and serve God and those who want to make themselves God instead of God and against him, those who serve life and those who promote death, those who follow the truth and those who are servant of lies and fraud. People thirst for goodness. They are fed up with falsehoods and deception, perversion and violence. Let us overcome evil with good and falsehood with truth, pride with humility, corruption with honesty, selfishness with generous charity. At the conclusion of this reflection, I would like to launch an appeal to all people of goodwill, so that nation may be consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Mother of God, as a premise for imploring from heaven that peace which only our King and Lord can give, and which never so much as in this moment has been invoked by human race on this world held hostage by infernal forces. I make this appeal to the patriarchs of Moscow, to the prelates of the Orthodox Church, to the Catholic cardinals and bishops who have not yielded to compromise, and to those who recognize themselves in the universal and sacred principles of the natural law. Upon all of you and upon all who share in our spiritual battle, I implore abundant heavenly blessings through the intercession of the glorious Theotokos, the Virgin Mother of God. I thank you all.